John Dietrich of the firm Fuss & O'Neill is heading up Phase 3 of Pittsfield's Streetscape Master Plan, which began in 2005.
There's kind of three things that the project's really trying to do. One is make it safer through there for both pedestrian traffic and vehicular traffic, and have it function smoother in terms of the operations. And then the third thing is the streetscape aspect, or the appearance. We're trying to improve the appearance of that whole area.
In order to accomplish those things, the city will replace road pavement and sidewalks, shorten some crosswalks, and add 5-foot-wide bike lanes along a roughly 1,100-foot-long stretch of North Street. The area from Wacona Street to Madison Avenue will use the same blueprint that was used in Phase 2, which was completed in July 2012. 33 trees will be placed in raised plant beds along both sides of the roadway, separating the sidewalks from the road. Updated traffic signals, bike racks, and ornamental poles to hang decorations and banners, along with sitting areas, will be added along the route. Dietrich says the idea is to accommodate all travelers, not just those in cars.
It's called a sitting wall, if you will, and it's just a place where people can sit. It's a granite teardrop shape kind of thing, and you can sit on it or they can display artwork within it. The city has done that in the past year or so. It's just a feature for improving the appearance and more or less the walkability and the sense of place, if you will, for pedestrians along North Street. We're trying to make it more pedestrian friendly, and it allows you a place to sit, take a break, you know, the loop walk that they have now, which was really popular last summer. It's a feature that kind of is tuned into that.
Pittsfield City Councilor Kevin Mirandy says appearance is everything for a downtown area.
For people to come into downtown, and certainly when they're out there going to restaurants and going to shops and everything, and they see a real nice streetscape with plantings and rain gardens and benches and art and everything, it's very appealing to a lot of people. So I think it certainly will enhance the downtown nicely.
This phase is being funded by a $2 million MassWorks grant. Governor Deval Patrick, who is not seeking re-election, announced the investment while visiting Pittsfield in November.
It's getting these infrastructure projects, which have been waiting a long, long time for investment, really underway and to a point of no return, so that the next governor can't say, well, I'd rather not.
The current design extends to Linden Street, but the anticipated construction costs exceed the grant money, so the project had to be scaled back for the time being. Dietrich says the city is working to secure funding for what would be Phase 4 from Linden to Columbus Avenue in order to continue the proposed bike lanes and complete the overall makeover. Dietrich says adding the bike lanes and bumping out the curbs will cost the city about 13 on-street parking spaces. The hope is people will use off-street lots. Burbank Street will also accommodate two-way traffic. The city hopes to award a construction contract in April, with work expected to wrap up in spring 2015. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.